Editor's note. Each week in this space we compile the most widely read stories from the past week. Gallery. Candlelight stroll might have seen biggest turnout ever. The Chamber of Commerce sold 2,500 candles, an increase from past years, and the crowd in the photo taken from the courthouse steps certainly looks like the largest yet. See the photo gallery here. 25th Holiday House Tour, a smashing success. Reporter Joy Sanguidolce volunteers for her first Holiday House Tour, a 25-year tradition organized by the Rotary Club of NOTL, and loves it. Read about her experience and check out the photos. Welland Canal to close December 26th and be cleared early in New Year. The process to shut down the canal has started with the expectation that all ships will be through early in the new year. No more raised bridges for drivers to worry about, although according to the news release, it could be as late as January 10th. It closed last year on January 7th. Read the details here. Stitching Group donates quilts to Newark neighbors. Members of the InStitches Quilt Club dropped off 26 quilts, which they started making in October, for Newark neighbors to distribute to families at Christmas. This is the fifth year the women have made quilts for Newark neighbors. Learn about the quilting club here. If provincial election is called early, Gates will be ready. The MPP for the Niagara Falls riding says he's expecting Doug Ford to announce a March election, and if that happens, Gates is getting his ducks in a row to start campaigning. Read why. Town turns down request for Icewine funding. Councillors don't want taxpayers to fund an event aimed at attracting tourists to town. Instead, the funding should come from Tourism NOTL's municipal accommodation tax. Read why here. Joy tries it, benchmark restaurant at Niagara College. The NOTL locals Joy Sanguidolce discovers a hidden gem and foodie's dream in Niagara College's benchmark restaurant at the Daniel J. Patterson campus in Niagara on the lake. Click here to learn more about the teaching restaurant. Town looking at limiting short-term rentals. There are currently 400 active short-term rentals in Niagara on the lake, and that number will stay the same for the next few months while town staff and council get a better understanding of what should be considered the optimum amount. Click here to read more details.